Hey y'all, welcome back to
Unsystematic.
Say something to get them juices going. What is up, you guys? Does your juice feel fluid?
I got water. I don't know about
fluid.
Juice.
I don't know, because I was thinking that liquid is a fluid.
Well, yeah.
And so I feel like if you're juicy, is your like fluid going?
Oh, I was gonna try and rhyme, but all I could think of was floozy.
With what? Boozy?
Juicy.
Oh, juicy.
Because you were trying to say fluid, and I was like, let me try and, like, rhyme it. It's not.
It didn't work out so well.
I need to stop.
We're not here. It's all a
massage. I need to stop embarrassing myself.
A facade.
Is that like a facade? Like a fake massage? Like a, you know?
No.
A massage.
Face.
Yeah.
Massage.
Oh, yeah, okay. Face massage.
See, I know some big words. You'd be impressed. Now ask me to spell it. Mm-mm. No way. So what is up, guys? How's y'all's week been?
Good. I was off yesterday. Well, we were all off yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had game night on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun.
Yes.
And we played only two games. Because the first one lasted forever.
That game was so long.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
It was. I'm just impressed with, like, John's patience with all of us.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I was like, yo, he's explained the damn rules to us, like,
multiple times.
After every captain, he's re-explained the rules every time.
Because he is a stickler for, like, we're going to play the game how it's supposed to be played. So, like, if somebody doesn't understand, he's going to sit there and, like, explain it to them so they do it right.
That's funny, because in my household, we grew up making up our own rules for everything.
Cheaters.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what John would say.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are cheating.
The competitiveness.
But then, we all knew, though. We all knew these were house rules.
Like, you need to chill, okay? Because some people have house... Like, he does not play house rules in Uno. He's like, no, we're going to go by the book. Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a book to Uno.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess there's technically a book to every game.
Mm-hmm. And then that killer trivia, that was good.
Yeah.
So let's back it up here real quick. Okay, So we had a game night hosted by yours truly, Bernice, mm-hmm. At her casa, and she actually invited us this time, which was nice.
I was just a face of it. Y'all know my sister is really the one who put it all
together. Yeah, her sister really was the hostess with the mostest. Yeah. Shout out to you. Yeah, it was at Bernice's house. She hosted. Her sister really did the hosting, though. So that was good because Bernice didn't do shit.
She took care of us, though. She made
like
sure.
Like how?
No, not Bernice.
Oh,
no,
her sister.
Her sister.
For sure.
I was just like, cooler's there.
Yeah, she's
ice
like, figure
is in the
it
fridge.
Out. Restroom's outside.
I don't really, yeah, pop a squat in the yard. I don't care.
Yeah.
We have an outhouse. We don't have a bathroom.
Dude, I've joked about that before, though, because, like, Alex and I will plan stuff together, and we'll just, it's literally just us in front of a TV with pizza. We don't make a big event of it. But if we get my sister involved, it's a charcuterie board. It's drinks, customized to everybody who's going to be in the room. It's,
yeah.
like, everybody's comfortable. Everybody has all the snacks. Like, my sister goes above and beyond. I am not that person. Both of my sisters are like that. I don't know what happened to me.
I'm like that as well. The hostess with the mostest. Like, if there's a theme, even better.
If it's like a get together, then I will like have snacks and stuff, and I'll help make things. I might bake something
that she won't eat.
Which I forgot. I was gonna bring. I was gonna bake something, but. I figured everybody was going to have food.
She was going to bring us a pie that she didn't taste.
I know. How can you cook food and not try it?
I got the same
like,
question.
Okay.
That's a cardinal sin.
I made a pecan pie. I tried it.
But did you have like a full slice or did you just taste it as you were making it?
She didn't eat a slice.
I had a bite of John's. I didn't have like a whole slice.
But see, I'm just not a pie like, person. You just gotta taste as you cook. Like every step needs a taste. You can't just like taste at the end and fingers crossed it all worked out together, you know?
Well, see, if you bake it right, it should come out right.
But nobody
because baking
bakes it
is
right.
A science.
Exactly.
So everything has to be exact. Like cooking, you can wing it. And I would get like tasting it as you go, but mm-hmm. for baking.
Yeah, it's a science, but we ain't scientists.
I don't know if
I didn't take a class on baking.
You didn't take home ec.
Yeah, but that's not on baking. That's on, like, don't that's get true. Pregnant.
Do it a little bit, though, because, yeah, with baking, you can't really,
well,
like,
we were in the same home ec, right? Home ec class?
I think we were.
And all we did was, like, make those cinnamon roll, like, turnover things.
I think so,
I
yeah.
cinnamon rolls. Did y'all get the baby?
No, I left right before we got the baby.
I got the baby. That bitch.
I actually really
I didn't get to make the pillow either.
Those babies what? Are cursed.
That's a ripoff.
I made a pillow.
I didn't make one.
I could sell you a pillow any day.
I can make you a pillow, too.
Of course you can.
Well, yeah.
You're the artsy one of the group. Yeah.
For real.
You make stuff.
I won't cook for you, but I can make you shit. Yeah. If you want to craft you something, I'll figure it out.
That is her specialty.
I love that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like homemade gifts and, like, handmade stuff.
It might take you, like, 6 months to a year to get it, but yeah, you'll get it. You'll get it.
I'll crochet you, like, a piece every year. Eventually it'll make a blanket, don't worry, but right now it can cover like a foot.
Not even a foot.
Right now it's a pot holder.
Yeah, there you go. It's a toilet paper. But yeah, so we did game night, and as Michelle said, we only play two games, so we have to like discuss these games. So what was the game called, the first one?
The thing
is what it was. Mm-hmm. And this was like a game from Michelle's house.
Yes.
So, her and her boo have played it before, so they had to explain it to, like, the whole group.
Yeah.
And explaining it alone took, like,
20 minutes.
Yeah. And it's just because there's so many things to it.
Yeah.
So, do you want to explain the game? In, like...
layman's terms, yeah. Like, really quickly? Okay. So, it's just, like, a group of people. It's up to 8 players. So, depending on how many people you have, that's how many are in your group. And you're either a scientist, a mechanic, or ops, like operations or whatever the fuck. And you have like this board full of like sectors, which are like areas in the building that you're locked in or quarantined in. And somebody is the thing. Somebody is an alien. If you've seen the movie The Thing, you know what I'm talking about. Somebody's an imitation of somebody. And the whole object of the game is to escape the building and leave the thing there and escape in a helicopter and fly off to wherever the fuck.
Fly off to freedom.
The thing is that if you're an imitation, you have these sabotage cards, which you can sabotage missions and make and prolong the inevitable, I guess, or prolong the outcome to where you end up escaping with the humans. And it's a lot. It can take a while depending on like how quickly we go through missions.
Dude, that game took like 4 hours.
Yeah, it was a long, well, it was y'all's first time playing, so like we had to, you know, explain.
And there was a
stuff.
Lot to it because it's like, yeah, on top of like being a certain character, you have a certain skill set with,
yeah,
each character. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to know when to apply it, which honestly, if John didn't ask people what it was, nobody applied shit.
Oh,
no,
I didn't
even apply anything
ever
on my
mine.
Card. But I also was the thing, so.
Yeah.
Oh, she got.
I wasn't going to help you guys.
Christina got.
But see,
the
way that I play, I do the long con, so you never expect it.
Yeah.
That I'm the thing.
See, it took a while to, like, pick up the vibe of the game. And then once I picked it up, I was like, okay, I got this. And I knew when I wanted to sabotage. And so, like, basically, like Michelle said, too, so there's an imitation out of the whole group, which there's one player. And then all of a sudden, like, later on in the game, it can become 2 players and then it can become 3 players.
Yeah.
And so there's multiple, so you don't really know who the thing is, but you don't want it to make it to the end or all the things win and everybody else dies, basically.
Yeah.
So my first draw was the thing, and if you draw it in the beginning, you stay it the whole game. Like, there's no turning back.
Oh, so you were a thing, like, from the first round.
First round, I was a thing.
I'm really mad because I wanted to be a thing. Really? And I stayed, yes, I wanted to be a thing the whole time, and I kept getting human. And then people were like, because I kept my word, and nobody believed me, and everybody was like, no, except for John, he was like, no, you're human, and then, but everybody else was like, no, you're a thing, and I'm like, how am I a thing? I haven't sabotaged shit, I've been true to my word, every card I said I'm gonna put down.
It's because you were too quiet, down. You can't be quiet, yeah. Like, you and Michelle were so quiet mm-hmm. that I was like,
Michelle didn't speak, like, most of the game. Michelle was just, like, sinking into the couch.
Well, because, like, Well, I'm just quiet in general.
And John blew your cover anyways. He was like, she never sabotages, so.
I don't.
I know. He just called you out from the beginning.
Well, to be honest, I don't like being the thing because I don't like to sabotage. Like, the point of the game is to escape, so I want to escape.
Yeah. Right, but you could escape with them.
Yeah. I was nervous. Like, I wanted to be the thing because I think I could, I mean, it's a skill set to lie, but I knew I wanted to be the thing because I wanted to sabotage, but then I had to, like, it was hard to pinpoint when was the right time.
Yeah, and that's
because it's easy to kind of, like, you go off into different missions. I don't know if Michelle said that, but you go off into different missions that sometimes require three players or it could require all the players. So, like, the smaller the group, if you sabotage it, the more fingers are pointed on you. So I never sabotage in, like, a small group. I don't think I ever did.
Mm-mm. No, but what got you was because you and Alex both said, fucked me. Yeah. But fucking Alex. And then him not being thing at the end, I was so mad. I was like, dude, you sabotaged this shit while being because human. Because
he kept sabotaging.
Yeah, and so that was the thing. Okay, so I was the thing at first, and, like, everybody kept thinking it was Alex who, like, he was just in and out. Like, poor guy was already...
Dude, he was gone by the time we got there. He was three sheets to the wind.
Which is all fine, because that's the fun of, like, the game night and stuff. But I was like, at first, I didn't know, though, if it was because he was gone or if he was playing dumb. Because I was like, y'all said he's competitive. Maybe this is, like, his game.
Oh, no, he loves to, like, make up scenarios and then ask questions based off those scenarios. Because he was asking hella questions. And I was like, sir... Like,
he's like, what if we land on the moon, like, on the and game. Aliens come and no, like,
oh, no, see, okay, bro. Because he wants to know all the rules so he can play them against you. He'll ask the most fucking outrageous questions whenever it comes to games because he wants to know how much he can get away with. And I'm like, you little shit, dude. But I was so mad because that's what gave you both away. But come to find out he was fucking human the whole time. I was so mad because I'm like, you sabotaged my mission for no fucking reason.
Yeah,
no fucking reason. He wasn't even a thing, but yeah. I really wanted to be a thing, so I was really upset that I wasn't.
So, like, what happened in that round is Bernice was the captain of a mission, and it was a big enough group, and enough people were suspecting Alex, and I happened to be part of this mission as well. So I was like, awesome. This is my chance to sabotage, because I already think it's Alex.
Yeah, the only reason that I even picked both of you was because y'all had the supplies that we needed.
Yeah, which honestly, I didn't have to tell you, but I felt obligated. So now the next time I play, I'm not going to say shit. Because there's, like, basically to cover your ass, you can tell what card you're giving. So if the mission, say, needs a fire extinguisher, you can be like, take me on your mission because I have a fire extinguisher. Like, I have it, I'm going to give it to you so you can win this mission. But you necessarily, like, you don't have to say that. But John would be like, what do you have? What are you going to give?
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Well, because you have to... Some of them needed your specific supplies. That's why we had to go around the room and be like, all right, I can take you. Not everybody has everything. Well, obviously, you and Alex just completely fucked my mission. And I was like, thanks, guys.
So, like, me and Alex both were like, yeah, dude, we got you. We got a fire extinguisher. And I was like, here's my chance. And he fucked
sabotages. Both of y'all fucking put in a sabotage card.
I didn't put one. I was banking that there would at least be one. And I could be like, that's mine. I told you I was giving you a fire extinguisher, but no. And so, and then John caught on, and that's when, like, he called me out hard. So that's when I came for him. But I also realized, because I would do, like, every other mission, I would sabotage. And the one I told the truth, he lied. And I pinpointed that. So I was like, I got you. So that's when we were out for each other. But Michelle, I mean, Poor girl. She wrote hard.
I did, because I usually, like, I'm not lying, I usually know when he's the thing. But
I know she's like, I know his poker face. I know it. Yeah, he's not it. She looked me dead ass in my face. I know his poker face. It is not him. I was like, mm-mm.
And then she fucking had an opportunity to leave a couple people back. No, yeah. You brought everybody. You brought everybody with two things. Two things on the plane.
Yeah, so at the end of it, I mean, Bernice's sister ended up being a thing, which nobody expected.
No, at all. Yeah. I thought it was her friend.
Yeah, I thought it could have been her friend for sure. Alex, I knew because, I mean, so you can't look at people's cards, but Alex would hold his cards, like, 50 inches away from his face.
He was, like, literally like this, and Christina like was to his left, and I was to his right. And
even if I wouldn't try to look, like, I would just turn my head to, like, talk to you guys on that side, and, like, you could see his stuff. Uh-huh. And so once, like, Jonathan killed me and got his wife to kill me, actually, thank you, he got you to kill me.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it damn. Wasn't even Jonathan.
I'm sorry.
Damn. He made his wife do the dirty work and murder me.
and she did not hesitate. She was like, fuck yeah.
So once that happened, I was like, fuck it, I'm coming for Jonathan. I'm out this game, but I'm going to keep talking trash.
She did.
Yeah, and I could see Alex's cards, and by then I was out the game, so at that point I didn't care. And he was deliberately sabotaging. I would look at his cards and I was like, shit, is he the thing? Because he's throwing sabotages out like a motherfucker. Dude. Like, damn. Dude.
Yeah.
So, plot twist, he wasn't one.
No, he wasn't.
He was human.
A shocking plot twist.
When he was supposed to, when he was supposed to give me, what, like, a gun or some shit, and he ended up giving me a knife, and I was like, I specifically needed this other supply. And he's like, well, I gave you this. And I'm like,
okay, but you don't get it.
Okay, but I specifically needed the fucking supply you told me you had.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was either a combination of drunk or dumb. Because I remember, too, I think when the fire extinguisher happened, he's like, didn't you ask for a knife? That's what I gave you.
I was like, nobody ever said fucking knife. You said you had a
fire extinguisher.
I was so mad because he was like, oh, well, I gave you a knife. And I'm like, that's not what I asked you for, though. Like, I told you I needed a fire extinguisher.
He thought he was doing something.
And I'm like, and that's why I thought he was a thing. And then, but the first, okay, so yeah, the first round I did see his card and I saw that he had human card. But after that, I was like, okay, he's still doing this. Like, he's got to be the thing then. Like, he's got to be the thing. Yeah. Nope.
Because that's the other thing. So you get the card in the beginning on what you are, either human or the thing. Yeah, your blood sample card. And then I don't know when exactly it happens, but somewhere else down the line, you get another blood sample. And if you're the thing, so let's say with me, if I drew another thing, then I would keep being a thing and you give one card back. If I drew a human, since I started as the thing, I had to stay the thing. Mm-hmm. But like if you were a human and you drew a thing card, then you had to choose which one you wanted to be, right?
No, you
had to be the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was it. So, yeah, so while you could think somebody was good in the beginning, they could have turned later on in the game.
Yep.
So it's just a big old game of bullshit.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you turn on each other, you find out who your real friends are.
Why are you looking at me like that?
To be fair, even though I thought that Alex was the thing, I did not vote to kill him. Like, I was a real bestie right there. I did not vote to torch his ass. I didn't vote to
kill him either. Which I probably should have, because then it turned on me and everybody came for me after that. Fucking assholes.
Y'all should have just voted to kill him.
I'm killing John first next time. Whether he's human or not, he's gone.
As soon as you get the fucking blowtorch. Are
you out?
He doesn't even get around.
Oh my god, and like the best part, I think, though, of the game, and I guess we could drop it here, but, like, it's a little toy gun. Like, it's a little cardboard gun. But I swear, that little gun fits perfectly in your hand.
Yeah.
And when you have that, which I may have missed the part. Why do we even have it? What's it for?
I don't know.
Is it a decoration?
I think just so you can tell who the captain is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I was like, I don't even know what the point of the gun was, but we were all taking it, like, tell me who you are, tell me what you got, and, like, pointing this little
toy. And Christina, like, pointed at me, and John was like, fight for it. Because I think we wanted something, I don't know, wanted to be on our team, I think, and she was like, fight for it.
Everybody was filling their damn oats with that damn gun.
Yeah. Okay. So I think the more the game went on, we all like understood it a little bit better. And I think the second time we play it will be like balls to the wall.
For sure. I agree.
I will sabotage everyone.
Even if you're human. Oh my god. Don't pull an Alex. Don't do that.
Like sabotages left and right. Like we don't even win the fucking game.
Yeah, we ain't getting nowhere. We're staying in Sector 1.
God. I felt like we were never going to get rid of Sector 1. Because I was god damn.
That one took forever.
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah. And then I felt bad, though, because I did feel like we were throwing John off a little bit. Because he'd be like, oh, shit, I forgot this card. Or, we're supposed to be picking a room first.
Oh, yeah, and everybody was always missing cards. But it was because we kept talking to each other and not paying attention.
So, yeah, he was he was like, oh, my God, y'all need to pay attention to how many fucking cards y'all have.
Yeah, so...
At one point, like, we were supposed to have 5 cards. Some people only had 3, and I'm like, okay,
Didn't somebody say they had 6 at one point? And we're like, that's not possible. Yeah. That's not. Yeah.
No. Like, how did you end up with more cards?
Yeah. So that was a fun game, though. So, and then what did we play?
Then we played Killer Trivia. Oh, yeah. Which is just, like, death facts. Any sort of assassination, like car accident, plane crash, like all sorts of just death related stuff. That one was a lot faster.
Because you just needed 5 cards or something to win, right?
6. Yeah. 6. And even like the cross exam cards, those can turn into not guilty. So yeah, you just have to answer the most trivia and draw 6 not guilty cards, and then you win. So I don't know if like next time we play we should like break up into smaller groups.
Probably, but Michelle knows everything.
Yeah.
So Michelle's gonna be on my team. No. We just need to draw for her.
Michelle's gonna be on my team.
It's like crazy how much stupid facts Michelle knows. Like, who needs to know these things?
Dude.
I don't know.
Dude, it's like my entire fucking high school life, I was on Wikipedia constantly just looking up shit.
Looking up death facts. Yes. Please be specific. It was just not.
Well, like, I've been obsessed. Well, not obsessed, but I've been into true crime legitimately since I was in middle school. Like, I remember going online and going onto, like, forums and, like, death encyclopedias and like serial killer encyclopedias and just randomly clicking on shit. That's how I know so much.
It's full of secrets.
Seriously.
I mean, I guess that's how I would know certain facts also, just because like one thing leads to another, and that's how I would, you know, you go down the rabbit hole, but
constantly.
I legit know nothing. Like, I think the one question I got right had to do with pop culture.
Yeah.
That's where I excel. But yeah, there was like some multiple choice and some not. If they weren't multiple choice, there was no point of even asking me the question.
Just wrap it up
just
and go.
Yeah. Yeah, no. When my sister and I played a practice round, we basically were just asking each other multiple choice questions just so we could have some fucking chance of getting it right.
So y'all could cheat?
Yep, exactly. I memorized every single card. There's like 750 cards.
Clearly, we were the house of cheaters.
What?
Jeez.
Damn.
Not in my house.
No.
No, but that one was fun. I feel like if we played a few rounds of that, I'm kind of bummed out that we didn't get to play Jackbox TV.
Yeah.
Because that one has another. Yeah, that one has another trivia game. Where it's just random trivia. Like, one of the questions that we played was how many miles per hour is this the speed of light or something like that?
0.
Yeah. It's 0. It's all sorts of questions like that. But the thing with that one is you can die. Like, your little character can die. You have to, if you get a question wrong, you have to pick a finger to be cut off of your character, and then you can't select. So if you pick, like, your index finger, if that question comes up and, like, the right answer is, like, where the index finger should be, the top question, you can't select that question anymore because you lost that finger. And then you can die, and then there's, like, a kind of like a speed round or whatever at the end to see who can get out alive.
That's fucked up.
But it's fun.
That's on the TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, we'll have to definitely, we're already trying to plan another night, which I guess it sounds like I'll be the host next, which I'm fine with. but yeah, because, like, let's break this down a little bit. So, I got off of work, like, around 6-ish, so we got to Bernice's house, yeah. like, 7, I would say. Mm-hmm. 7 till almost 1 o'clock, we played 2 games.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
But so, I feel like we really got into that, the thing.
Yeah.
Like, it was fun. Really long, but we did get into it. Although, I feel like even if we had just finished, like, even if we had just stopped at after Sector 1, I think I would have been good. Because that was, like,
it does drag out yeah. after a while. Maybe because, too, there were so many of us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But.
But it was still fun, yeah.
I'd be open to play it again, now that I know.
But not next time we're going to play House Rules. So, John's just going to have to get over it.
Oh my god.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Next time, if you want to be a thing, be a thing. If you don't,
yeah.
Just fuck it.
And next time, you can shoot people with the little captain's gun.
Yeah, if you get shot while you're a captain, out.
You don't have to wait for the flamethrower. You just shoot people on your team.
Yeah, I'd be like, I know it's you. Yeah, no, because we had a lot of other games. Like, I brought my card games, which mm-hmm. was Spot. Is it Spot or Spat? Spot?
Spot It?
Spot it.
Something like that.
Spot It, which is like a little circle card game. That one's really fun. That one's hard to do, so I can only imagine trying to play that one with a bunch of people.
Oh, God.
Somebody would have lost an eye. Like.
Yeah, because the card basically has, like, so many icons on it, and every card matches to the card. So there's not one card that doesn't have a pair on it. Is that the best way to describe it?
Like, you're just, like, matching images from your card to the one in the middle.
Yeah, but every card that is in your deck will always match the middle card. It doesn't matter which card it is.
Yeah.
So, and then it's basically, like, a big old, like, chase to get rid of your cards, and you have to try to, like, focus. And as soon as someone throws something else on, even though they're the same fucking images, just in a different order, like, you can't fucking find what you need.
No, it's crazy. It gets so hard. So, I think that one might have been a little bit challenging with so many people, but... I mean, we've had a lot of fun with it here at your place, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll definitely do it again.
For sure. I want to play Scrabble next, but John's like, no.
Bitch, not at a game night.
Nah.
Not at a game night.
Oh, my God. Y'all are no
because fun. Let me ask you, are you going to let us play Scrabble and put whatever fucking word we want?
No.
Okay, exactly. Then.
Because, obviously, Rangoon is not a word.
Rangoon is a word.
Rangoon? Isn't that what they make at the Chinese restaurants?
Crab no, rangoon. Oh, you put ragoon. That's what you put. Ragoon is not a word.
I told you, let us play Spanish words. You said no.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to play Scrabble, I'm going to use my words.
I got a wood burner. I can put like an ñ on there real quick. Like, don't play with me.
Yeah. No.
Coño.
I can't.
I'm actually, though, like, really glad that you guys had fun because y'all know I've said that I'm going to have, like, a party or I'm going to do this, that, and the other, and I always cancel it because I'm always afraid people are going to, like, not have a good time. So that's why I don't like to do events like this because I'm going to feel real bad if people come over and then they're like, oh, that sucked. And then just, like, I'm like, well, fuck, okay. So,
it takes a lot. Like, it can definitely be overwhelming and a lot of anxiety involved to being a host of something because it is. It's like, you want to make sure everybody's having fun. You want to make sure that, like, that's my biggest thing, too, like, having a party or going to parties. I remember the very first party we threw was when me and Bernice were living together and it was our Halloween party.
Yeah.
That was like the first party I've ever like been in charge of. And in my mind, I'm just like, okay, they gotta have fun. I was like, what if the first person gets here and I'm still fucking setting up, which I think that happened because Michelle always gets here.
Yeah.
Like usually, on time or early because she's got to get the food. And so I think I was still cooking.
I'm very food motivated. Like,
dude, whenever y'all, because y'all, you had said you were going to be there, like, close to 5 or something, and then, like, it kept getting later and later, and I was like, yo, what if, like, nobody shows up? And my sister was like, we're not those losers, like, stop saying that. And I was like, I'm just saying, I was like, then we just bought all this food and all this beer for no fucking reason. I was like, what if nobody shows up? Yeah. But I also had that fear whenever, like, we had the Halloween party, and then I was already drunk by the time that the half party actually started. Yeah. And then I remember at one point with that party, Somebody was asking, one of my friends, I think, was asking me for directions, and I just gave you the phone because I could not.
I remember that.
I think we were hopping over, like, our little balcony, too, because we were on the first floor, just be like, right here.
And then somehow we all ended up in your bathroom.
Dude, yeah. There's a photo of that. Classic photo. Bernice's head in the toilet, or she's by the toilet. That's her favorite spot.
Dude, your bathroom was huge at that apartment, because all of us fit on sitting on the floor. I did like that apartment a lot, too.
I loved that bathroom.
That balcony.
Christina's bathroom.
Yeah.
It was so huge. I loved
it. Especially the closet. The closet was in there, and then I had another closet in the room.
Mm-hmm. Dude, yeah.
I had two closets.
Your room was fucking huge.
Huge personality, you know.
Huge bedroom.
Yeah.
Just makes sense.
And it was, like, in the back, too, so there wasn't, like, a lot of noise. Yeah, I really liked that apartment.
Yeah, but yeah. I could hear things that would go on the patio.
I missed that apartment.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Oh, God. We are not bringing that
no,
up.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Sorry.
Moving on. No, that apartment was cute, though. And, like, I had a little deer. And
oh, my God.
And Pita had a little deer friend.
Yeah, Pita would play with the deer because it was kind of, like, next to some, like, wooded area. But yeah, it was a cute apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. But yeah, anxiety, there's all kinds of anxiety involved in like parties. And maybe we're a weird bunch because I'm also the type that like, if I'm overthinking going to something, especially like once you said there was going to be other people there, I was like, oh, that wasn't part of the plan. Like, what if I don't know? Like, what if I don't like these people? What if they're like, we don't get along? Like, I was like, maybe I'll just cancel.
No, yeah, my sister was like, oh, hey, like, if it's that big of a deal or, like, we can sense that people are, like, welcoming or whatever, she's like, we can leave, because my sister was thinking that she might head over to her friend's house instead of staying, for game night, but then I'm glad that everybody ended up vibing well because, yeah, I was also scared about that, but my sister's friend is really easy to get along with.
Yeah, no, she was chill.
Yeah, I liked her.
I like chill. I get vibes from people. So I didn't get a bad vibe from, like, anybody there, which was good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it ended up being a lot of fun. So I was actually really excited that we went through with it and did it. But
next time, I'm making my Stina punch.
Oh, God.
Everybody's going to be passing out on the floor.
No, we're all going to be dead or in the hospital.
Yeah.
I just, you know, look, I have this thing when I make drinks that I just get a little heavy-handed.
Mom is the same way. I mean, remember she used to make her little large-ass cups of rum and then literally a bloop of Diet Coke.
Yeah. A rum and Coke. It's the Puerto Rican in her.
Gross.
You know that.
But it wasn't even like, you can't even call that rum and Coke.
It was just rum.
Because it was just rum. Because literally it was like, bloop.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is. I take that back. I'm the type of drinker that when I drink, like, I just don't want to drink a lot. I'd rather get fucked up from a couple drinks than have to drink 10 drinks and be fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, that's just too many trips efficient. To the restroom. Yeah. That's too much, like, in my bladder. I just want to get fucked up fast.
That's true. I feel that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess so. But, like, I don't know. I'm old now, so I'm like, this is the idea of, like, having a hangover the next day. I'm like, nope. Just no. And I don't want the room to spin whenever I lay down because I'm drunk. I don't want to do any of that. I'm old.
I will say that's where I'm at now when it comes to drinking. Like, I do want to get a decent buzz, but I don't want to be, like, fucked up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I might be past that. I mean, sure, like, maybe if I get there fast and then I can kind of chill out the rest of the night. Cool. Yeah. But I don't know, because even at your house, I mean, I had 3 or 4 beers and, like, the Jello shots, which were apparently a mix of, like, vodka and then Everclear.
Yeah, which I was actually surprised that those didn't hit us as hard as I thought they were going to. Maybe it's because whenever you made them, they were, like, 3 times the size as those
Jello shots. They were in a syringe.
So maybe that's what it was. I don't know. But, yeah, these, like, I was, like... Did I actually accurately pace myself?
Because I was so impressed. I was like, damn. Because I felt good during the game. And then all of a sudden, I sobered up at some point. But I was like, I'm still kind of drinking. So how am I sober?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like, there was no point. I felt
Michelle was gone since she sat down.
Oh, dude. Yeah. It was so obvious. Because then John would tell you that it was your turn or whatever. And you'd be like, what?
She has her thing. Girl. Yeah.
That Jello shot and that mojito. Like, I told Christina this. I don't know what it is. But lately... I'll drink, and I only drink, maybe have 1 or 2 drinks, and then I immediately feel it, and I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like drunk, or I guess what I feel like is drunk, for maybe an hour or two, and then I'm good.
I think that's because we all anticipate that hangover. Nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But you know what? I'll make my punch. I'll have a bowl of some liquid IV so you can mix it in with your water to get your electrolytes. Dude. No, I'll do bad. I'm going to make, like, the good punch where it was, like, where it kind of tastes like a Shirley Temple.
I don't know what a Shirley Temple tastes
like. Did I make that one for y'all once? It's basically...
just juice.
It's vodka because I'm a vodka girl. 7-Up, Limeade, Orange. Like, they're the frozen ones. And then cranberry juice and cherries.
You know what I want to try?
It's a holiday drink. Mm-hmm. It tastes really good.
They have, like, some, like, ice pop thingies that are alcoholic. But they're kind of expensive. That's why I haven't bought them.
I think they're by Bailey's. I don't care for alcohol. Bailey's, right?
I don't know.
Is the brand?
Maybe. I know
what you're talking about, because I think my sister sent me that we kind of want to get some of those when we go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess I'll let you know.
All right, yeah, let me know how you like them, because... I'm just kind of traumatized from that one guy at the liquor store that was like, you don't need a mixer for this. You remember that? Yeah, I don't trust shit like that anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, this shit tastes like ass. Like, you lied, sir.
Well, and see, certain things now, too, I have to drink a certain way, because when me and Bernice were living together, it used to, like, the days off would be vodka nights. And, we would get those blue sky bottle of vodka.
Mm-hmm.
And then orange juice. And I swear, I can't drink orange juice the same way anymore. Because, like, orange juice in my mind is like, bitch, where's the vodka?
Yeah.
So, I just, it's hard to drink orange juice without it. But we would almost drink, like, a whole bottle sometimes.
Dude. You remember when we bought that really cheap-ass vodka for a little while, though? Yeah. It was, like, $7 for a whole fucking...
We're balling on a budget now.
Yeah.
But they gave you a big-ass one.
Yeah, it was a big-ass bottle, dude, for, like, less than $10.
Yeah, we'd be there. We would hookah.
Yeah. Dude, those were fun times.
It would just be a night.
Yeah.
And then we have all the snacks. Fucking
you know what our go-to was, though? It was always queso.
Yes.
And then we got into popcorn and queso, and then, like, Bernice would always throw the popcorn on the floor for pita. She was like, give it to her.
Yes.
Dude.
And then one time she threw it so much that pita was like, I'm not eating this. And it was all over the floor.
Yeah, I think I yelled at her. I was like, bitch.
At one point, Christina got so drunk that she was just like, fine, whatever. And then just started throwing popcorn for her, too. And I was like, I mean, but dude, after we stopped living together and I just had the cats, I was like, damn, I really do miss Pita, because she was like a little vacuum cleaner. You didn't have to pick up the food that you dropped.
You get so used to that with dogs. And then when they're not around, you're like, oh, shit, I got to pick it up myself.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Because my cats will just be like, yeah, I'm not eating that shit. Bye.
Didn't we burn a hole in the... the floor of that apartment?
At my mom's house.
No, in the living room.
No, we did, because you dropped one of those coals.
Coals, yeah.
Oh, and we got so mad. We did that at my mom's house, too, though. There's still a hole in that carpet.
But that was with me, and Lela.
You know what there is? And Mom, I don't think she listens, but don't listen to this part. So, my bedroom, which it's still there that we just redid, there's this hole in the carpet. And this is kind of a gross story, but so me and Michelle and my sister, like, we decided to sneak drinks. And I used to always have, like, a stash kind of, well, not always, but eventually I had a stash of, like, alcohol in my dresser. Yeah, and then my mom would always have Don Q. And so, like, we decided to start drinking it and sneak while she's gone. We filled her bottle back up with a little bit of water.
Oh, yes.
So she wouldn't know. And then I think my sister, who was underage at this time, okay, don't condone underage drinking, but she's, you know, I'm her big sister. Why not? Decided, oh, let's have it with chocolate milk.
Ew, yeah. No
so
way.
So she was having rum and chocolate milk.
That's disgusting.
Christina was like,
that's just a white Russian, right? But just with chocolate milk.
I don't think.
And your sister was like, it's good.
Oh my God.
So whatever, like, my sister passes out, goes to sleep. Me and Michelle are in my room and everything. And next thing I know, Michelle fucking pukes on my floor.
Michelle.
Wasn't it you who puked?
No, you puked.
Oh, I guess I puked.
Was it me?
I think it was you.
One of us puked, okay?
Yes.
One of us puked on the floor. Now I know. I puked on yes. the floor.
You're trying to blame Michelle.
Yes, I did blame Michelle.
Yes.
I used to always, like, I'd be like, oh, it was her. If I broke something in the house, oh, my sisters did that.
Yep.
Like, so, wow. Yeah, so I puked because those mixes were not it. Like, you just don't.
For some reason, your sister was not affected by it.
Yeah, she was perfectly fine as she's done her whole life. And I remember specifically when my mom came home, like, I sleep with a fan and everything, and me and Michelle are in there. My mom opens the door while we're still sleeping, and you can smell, like, throw up doesn't just go away.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, what's that smell? I was like, oh, Michelle got a little bit sick, but it's okay. I cleaned it up. Like, all wow. this stuff, okay? So then, my lovely dog, after everything's clean, me thinking I've cleaned it to my best of my ability, she goes and she eats that part of the carpet. Ew. So now, there is a hole in that carpet that I just covered with tape, and I always try to like get away with it for the longest time. And I think to this day, my mom still does not know how that hole got in that carpet and why.
Honestly, I thought you were going to say that you had burned a hole in the carpet.
I've done that too with my coals because I put the hookah in my bedroom. And I've done that, but no, the biggest hole is from Pitha eating where throw up was.
Wow. But yeah, no, you did that, Mom. In the kitchen of our apartment as well with one of the coals.
Yeah, those fucking hookah coals. If you smoke hookah, like, we used to love that shit. I had my own hookah. I had two different ones.
We used to do tricks, too.
Yeah, we mm-hmm. would do, like, the little O's. I was a pro. We would do little tornadoes on the table, bubbles. We miss that. We used to do that all the time. But those coals were a bitch, and we had to light them on the stove mm-hmm. and then transfer them. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, sometimes shit happens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the hookahs have short cords or short hoses. And if you just move it the wrong way, there goes the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, those were the days.
Dude, for your sure. mom's house, I feel bad for that house, because, like, I threw up in the sink one time, too.
That was after some Stina punch. Dude, I don't yeah. even remember what, I threw everything in that bitch. I don't even know what was in there.
That was fucking gross. I can't believe that I didn't die, dude.
She had her head, like, in the sink with just water running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, are you okay? I'm fine.
Yeah, and then you turn off the water, and I don't know why, but, like, running water just made me feel better, I guess, in that moment. But I remember laying on the couch, and the room just started, like, fucking spinning fast, and I was like,
I don't even know
fuck.
Why we were hanging out that day. Maybe my mom was out of town, because I'm, like, I've always been a good child, okay? But, like, when mama was away, Stina would play. And we had, yeah, we had some times, and then, yeah, once you moved out, then you were just a free agent, you know? Just
yeah.
went where the wind took ya until it took us too far. Well, took me too far.
Dude.
But yeah, that's a conversation for another day.
For sure.
But yeah, as you can see, I mean, we've always had fun. We like hanging out. We love doing, like, game nights and just chilling. I think, like, those are some of the best memories. I guess we could talk about one more, like, get-together of ours since we're on this topic. Would be Michelle's house. When we decided to play liquor pong over beer pong.
Oh, my God.
And we broke
God.
The fucking, like, makeshift table.
And then your fucking flip camera recorded fucking everything.
Yes. I called France.
I think your mom came into our room and was like, hey, Christina's passed out in the bathroom.
No, it was my dad.
Your dad.
I do not remember.
Dude, yes.
I don't remember
He was
that.
Like, is she okay?
Yeah, we tried to get you back into the room, and you were like, no. And we're like, okay, well, then I guess we'll just leave you there. And, yeah, then her dad came by and was like, hey, Christina. Christina's passed out in the bathroom. Like, yeah, we know. She's fine.
Just leave her there.
Yeah.
And then I woke up with, like, the worst fucking hangover, like, Same. Ever.
Dude. I'm telling you, I don't know how the fuck we survived.
My mom was like, y'all made too much noise. And I was like, well, we were playing liquor pong. And she was yeah. like, you were what? And I was like, yeah, we made a liquor pong table.
Dude, there was that one time at our other friend's house. You remember that? When we saw a little too much Michelle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Michelle had the devil in her.
Dude, that night, I was legit scared of you.
I was so. I blacked out.
So, Michelle, like, that was the Four Loko days. So, oh, that was high school. Was it high school still or after? I think
it was after, right after. Yeah.
And we would get Four Lokos, and that shit, like, would kill you. But then Michelle was into Crown. Was that what you were drinking?
Like, whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey. And I remember this bitch, like, we were playing games at the table, and she's like, shot 12, shot 13. I was like,
damn.
Dude. And then you were gone. Like, yeah, we tried to talk to you. You were left fucking her body. Gone.
Like, yeah. You would look her in her face, and she was not there. No. She was gone. And then Michelle's the type that just vibes. And music came on. Do. She became a little stripper. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
There were moments, and what was crazy
clothes came off.
I'm the type, too, that, like, I document stuff, and not even, like, as in a bad way. I do it with my family. Like, I love to have pictures. It's stuff that I like. So I had all this stuff. Like, I had videos. I had pictures. And then, like, years later, my computer crashed, so I lost all that. So they're lucky now.
R.I.P.
Damn.
I don't have that blackmail anymore.
So dude, I remember that night, though, because I fell asleep in her brother's room. And woke up with no pants on, and I was using my pants as a pillow.
I don't even. I had to go to work the next
and
day.
And somehow my shirt was like.
Oh my gosh. So I didn't see that. Because I had to wake up earlier, I think, than all y'all and go to work the next day. And then I remember, too, that our friend, I don't know if y'all remember, she drove my car to the corner store with the emergency brake on the whole way.
I think that was actually me.
And came back in and was like, yeah, something was wrong with your car. It was making a noise the whole time. Like, dude, okay. Like that.
I don't know if that was her, but I know that I drove either her car or your car. And it was all of us in the car at one point. I don't think it was the same night, but... yeah, I never used the e-brake on my car ever. So that's why I was like, what the fuck? And I mean, we were already kind of gone. So don't drink and drive, kids. But like, we were already kind of gone. Everybody was in the fucking car. And I think I was the most sober one. So y'all made me drive. And I was like, why the fuck is this car not going? And I didn't realize it until like we were at a stop sign. And I was like, oh my God, this shit has been on the whole time.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
God, we're so dumb.
Young and dumb.
Dude, I'm surprised we didn't break cars. I'm surprised we didn't break cars and shit.
Or that one time we all, like, made that midnight trek to Dreamers and bought those, like, penis glow sticks. Oh, my God.
And then we were just, like, running around downtown Austin.
Not even. We went to a... Where's that ice cream shop that has the cows?
Amy's.
Yeah, when we buy the cows.
And the Arboretum.
Yeah. I have pictures of that.
Me too.
With our little penis glow sticks. We thought we were so cool.
Yeah, we were, because at some point we were also like fucking around outside of our other friend's house with all the glow sticks and shit. But I don't know if it was the penis glow sticks or if it was something else.
I think that's when I had Michelle's clown mask.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we go fuck with some people with that?
I think we did. Yeah.
And your bitch eyebrows.
Oh my God. Couldn't you not take that off for a while? Yeah.
We always fucked with each other. Well, I feel like we fucked with Michelle the most.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that shot of Everclear.
She's gullible, though. That's the thing with Michelle. Like, we were doing, I won't go into super detail, but, like, we did a little makeup tutorial, and I told her, like, it was an eyeliner, or that it was an eyebrow pencil, but it was Sharpie.
And wait, so you didn't know it was a Sharpie?
She said it was an eyebrow pencil.
Yeah.
You didn't tell her it was a Sharpie?
No, and then we got the invite to go somewhere to an other friend's house.
And she was like, okay, we got to do your makeup.
It was so long.
It's not coming off.
Oh, my God. I did not know that.
And I was freaking out. Yeah. My eyebrows were dyed black.
This whole time I thought you knew that that's what she was doing.
No.
That's fucking funny. Wow.
Yeah.
Good times.
See, it's fun to talk about these things sometimes because then you, like, remember, like, oh, okay, like, my childhood wasn't complete shit. Like, there was good times.
Although, I'm really glad that, like, this was right before, like, Snapchat, Instagram, all this shit was, like, popping. So, you would have been documenting
hell
shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Michelle's tits would have been all over Snapchat.
Yeah.
Because we've had a few times. Dude. Michelle just likes to get naked. I think she did that in a hotel also.
Yeah. Well, y'all dared me to.
She ran down the hotel knowing there's cameras. You're probably on someone's camera somewhere.
Probably, yeah.
And then y'all told me to do a cartwheel too.
Dude, I was afraid that we had, like, killed you that night, though. After the Everclear shot, yeah. I was like, I hope this bitch makes it out of this alive, because that I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do.
That
was
the night that we all passed out early, and she got so upset that she was drinking in the mirror.
With myself.
Yeah.
And then I went in my closet, because I was mad.
Yep.
Dude, that was that other time that you were trying to call your mom at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning when we were at conference, and I was like...
That's why I don't do whiskey. Whiskey's not my friend.
You ended up sleeping on the floor because you would not get into bed or some
And there
shit.
Was a mirror at that hotel, mm-hmm. too, and I was talking to myself in the mirror.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Good times.
So we have all kinds of stories like this. I mean, I guess we could go on and on, but, you know, we don't want to expose ourselves too much.
Too much.
So, yeah, this was the most tame that drinking that we've had.
It really
was. It was our, like, we finally did it right, I felt. We finally did it right. Nobody died. Like, nobody passed out. Well, out of us.
Yeah. Alex passed out right after y'all left.
But. Yeah, he needs to stay up next time, because that's what, like, this whole time we've been trying to plan game night for, I feel like, over a year.
Yeah, like, over a year, actually.
At this point. And, like, I've always heard Alex is competitive. Like, he's competitive. I was like, well, I'm competitive, too. So, bring it. And he just, you know, he was half there.
He shit the bed.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Alex,
so
you shit the bed.
You gotta make up for it, bro.
I know you listen, so.
Yeah. Make up for it. Just hear these words. Ass.
Yeah, no. I'm sure he'll be down to play. Because, yeah, no. He gets super competitive. But the one he gets really, really competitive with is, Monopoly, and that's a long ass game too. So yeah,
takes forever.
No,
I ain't got time to buy property and then fucking pay taxes.
I'm gonna go broke. Like fuck, I have never done successfully.
That's what John does. That's how he plays Monopoly, and it pisses me off.
Alex won't let Alex wants to be part of all the deals, so he'll start initiating these side deals, and then if you try to, like, initiate a side deal with someone, he'll like, interject and just be like, wait, are you sure that that's the best move? Like, you could be getting more money, I can pay you more, and, like, all this shit, and I'm just like, dude.
Yeah.
And so he owns half the board, and I'm like, God, this isn't fun anymore.
Exactly. That's, me and John played during the winter storm, and he just started buying up everything, and he was going broke doing it. And I was saving my money and being smart and not buying, like, all the properties that I came across. But I fucked myself because I kept having to fucking pay him rent.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I usually buy everything once I, like, if I have the money, I'm buying it.
I'll start slow. Like, I'll give somebody else a chance. Hell no. Alex is like, fuck everybody. Yep. I'm buying everything.
Especially if it's, like, Boardwalk or, like, Park Avenue or whatever those are.
Yeah.
I'm buying that shit.
We just call them by the colors.
Wow, basic.
Yep.
Very basic.
Yellows, the reds, the orange, the green. But yeah. But we'll have to play. We'll have to play some.
And then we'll have to, games. You know, let you guys know. So this was our first game night of 2021.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
It went well. We'll have another one to report on probably next month, because I think we want to make it like a monthly thing to have a game night.
Yeah.
It'll probably be at my place next time, which is fine. I think the only thing is mine's a little bit smaller. I mean, since I'm by myself, so
I can make cupcakes.
Yeah, you can make whatever you want. You can be my co-host.
Yeah.
What is that? What they're called?
Yeah.
Okay. She'll be my sous chef.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. It's time for.
Quote of the week. And today's, or this week's quote is, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Ooh.
I hated the game because it was so long.
I hate the players. Fuck them all.
I hate everybody. Fuck it.
I hate everything. All of it.
Player, game, sidelines, people, everything. Fuck everybody.
I know, because at the end of the day, if you think about this quote, if you're not, it's don't hate the player, hate the game.
Mm-hmm.
But who's playing the game is the player. So if I'm going to hate the game, am I not going to hate the one playing it? Makes you think, huh?
Okay, but the game is designed to be played, so the player has to play the game. So you can't be mad at that person for playing the game how the game's supposed to be played.
But you're saying don't hate the player because the player didn't come up with the rules.
Yeah.
but that's only if the player's playing by the rules. Because according to Bernice, there's house rules.
There's always house rules.
I can't.
So, with that being said, thanks for listening and tune in to our next episode. Bye. Bye.